98.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dangerous storm is sweeping parts of the nation with severe thunderstorm warnings and 70-mile-an-hour winds just coming in for parts of southeastern Alabama. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
There is a risk for not just tornadoes, but ones that could be strong or violent in nature, ones that could be on the ground for a long period of time, and ones that will be happening all during the cover of darkness.
Parts of the Midwest expecting a foot or more of snow. The concern in the Northeast, torrential rain, along with coastal and river flooding. New developments in the case of the plane door that ripped off an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon Friday night, landing in the backyard of a high school teacher near Portland. CBS's Jared Hill has an update.
Federal investigators are trying to figure out what happened to the bolts that were supposed to hold the door plug in place.
We have not yet recovered the four bolts that restrain it from its vertical movement, and we have not yet determined if they existed there.
The NTSB's Clint Cruikshanks, Boeing's 737 MAX line, still grounded. Donald Trump is expected to be in court in Washington, D.C. today when his legal team argues an elections interference case should be dismissed. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Former President Trump's team is going to argue he can't be prosecuted in his 2020 election conspiracy criminal case because he enjoys presidential immunity, that you can't be prosecuted for official acts in office. Special counsel Jack Smith calls that a baseless argument that would give future presidents license to break the law. Either way, it could impact his March 4th trial date.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel, hoping to prevent the war with Hamas from widening. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Israel continued its intense bombing of Gaza overnight, but has indicated it's entering a new phase of the war. Blinken called it incredibly challenging times, but he's been traveling through the region, meeting with Arab leaders, and hoped to relay their thoughts to Israeli officials on a post-war Gaza.
It's nice to be home when you're sick. Now researchers say it may actually help the healing process. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
A new study finds that hospital-level care at home is an effective way to treat patients suffering from various issues, including heart failure, pulmonary disease, and cancer. Researchers from Mass General Brigham found low rates of mortality, less use of skilled nursing facilities, and less need for escalation when patients were taken care of at home instead of in the hospital.
Waiting to hear about a mortgage? May have to wait some more. Loan Depot says it's been hit with a cyber attack that's delayed loan processing and phone service. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers. But I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect here through today and into tonight. It's going to have some heavy snow. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation plus wind gusts to 25 to 30 today, up to 35 tonight. That will create blowing snow that reduces visibility. Everything will gradually improve late tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I like watching fishing on TV. You ever? That'll make you worry about yourself. You ever watch fishing on TV for like 15 minutes and then just go, boy, I better get a life. I'm watching fishing. I'm not even fishing, I'm watching fishing. Too lazy to fish. I'm taping fishing to watch again later. Come on over, I got a fishing tape. No, a new one. And at the end of the fishing show, they roll credits. There are like 90 people involved with the two guys fishing. What are they all doing? And one of the credits is film editor. This poor guy. He's got to watch all the footage. It's not exciting enough to make it into that final show.
Footloose, let's hear for the boy, Denise Williams, 707 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed. Rain and snow, less than a half an inch expected today with a high near 37. Drizzle and 36 degrees right now. Derek I've been practicing this all week. Karwowski, am I right, Jerry? About right?
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Good, I got it. Okay, so here in Racine, the city of Racine, just rain, it's just wet. And you're out in Union Grove. What's it like out there?
It's just raining.
Yeah, just
raining.
But
it was unique. A snowplow comes scratching down the rainy highway here.
What?
I don't get it.
Yeah, why would they bother?
I know. They do it a lot.
Jerry is...
The guys want the overtime, I guess. You know?
They were just told to plow. Just plow what's there. That's it. All right. Jerry is the owner of Oak Clearing Farm, and that is out in Union Grove. I've been there. And a couple of times a year, they open it up to the public. And it's like the history of Racine from the 1800s on up. And is this just stuff you collected, or is this just happened to be there when you bought the place?
No, I was collecting Racine objects all the way back to 1970. And I was living in Racine. And then I had this major collection. It all started with finding some old bottles, and then I just grew from there. But in 1988, I moved out to the farm here, and we had this big old barn and an old granary and that, and we just converted it into a open-air type museum, and it's worked out pretty good. You know, between 88 and 98, I was really busy here. But then in 98, it just kind of drifted off. The school kids, the teachers weren't setting up field trips to come here and that anymore. And so we kind of shut it down for 10 years in 98. But this Packer Frank, a friend of mine, he's passed away now from Union Grove, just kept bugging me and bugging me. You got to open that back up again, Jerry. You got to open it back up again. And I told him, we'll make an agreement. If you become my blacksmith, I will open. And that's what he did. He became my blacksmith in 2008, and he did that job wonderfully until he passed away. And it was really great. Yeah, 2017 was the big deal with the American Pickers. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. I'm going to talk more about the history of what you've got there. And by the way, okay. Frank Lamping, who you mentioned, did pass away. He was a big historian for Union Grove.
Yep.
And I mentioned to you, this is just a side, he is buried in Union Grove Cemetery, not the Veterans Cemetery, but Union Grove Memorial Cemetery. And my plot is right behind his, about two steps away. So,
okay.
And you can always find his because he's in the Green Bay Packer Fan Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And all this Green Bay Packer stuff is all over his gravesite. So he's very easy to spot from a distance. So someday if you want to visit me, go to his gravesite, take two steps back, four steps to the left, and you'll find me. Anyway, just in case anybody's going to be looking. So I went there. I guess I must have gone. I don't know if I went in the spring or fall. But I went there one time. It was very crowded, and you do have a lot of parking on the farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That particular day.
Yeah.
We had over 700 people come through.
Yeah, it was crowded.
Yeah, there. You know, most people just come through. It takes them 20 minutes, 30 minutes. They just kind of take a walk through. Other people stop and talk with everybody and things like that. They spend maybe an hour or something like that. But we had a girl. And Real Racine had a slip that, you had to put down where you're from and how many in your group. And I had a woman that was going around and making sure almost everybody was kind of logged in so we know how many people had come. You know, it was kind of cute because I took the slips to Real Racine. And a little while later, Dave Blank called me up and he says, "Can you do this again?" I said, "Well, sure," you know. And then he said, "We had 60 sites open. 1,100 people signed in at 60 sites, and over 700 is on your sheets. This is amazing." And it actually was, and it was a real thrill. But they just came out to see the goofy guy in Union Grove that collects stuff. That's
no, they came. They came to see the history that the goofy guy put together. Is yeah. What they,
and it was a fun project.
Now, yeah, it's you. It's you and your wife Marie, right?
Pardon me.
You and your wife with us together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when I went in, just walk us through. Give us like a visual tour, an audio tour of what we see when we go through there. And these are barns and buildings we're going through on the property. Give us kind of a walking tour of what we see.
Well, now we put in three new displays. And now you'd park in the back lot, and you'd go into a fanning mill building. Fanning mills were grain cleaning machines. Racine had about 12 companies that manufactured them, and we have a whole line of these grain cleaning machines and things related to cleaning grain. That was the Fanning Mill Museum. Then we have another old tools and merchandise building full of old hand tools and all kinds of other different merchandise. You know, that I hung up signs from like Schneider's variety store on Taylor Avenue and these different things. I hung them on the wall in there, and it's interesting. Then you go over to the Pink House, and the Pink House is like a pioneer cottage, and it has a rope bed, the potbelly stove, and the girls are all dressed up in costume, and they tell you all the story about the some of the story about the farm, and then you get to see these old things that, you know, potbelly stoves, rope beds, things that you normally don't see every day. And then a walk down the path, you go past this little woodworking shop. That one doesn't have anything going on in it, but it's got all kinds of antique tools and things also. Then you go to the blacksmith shop. that actually is the anchor. The anchor. It's that alone would be interesting for a person to see, because it's a complete blacksmith shop. It's like a Cadillac. It's got everything in it. It's not a put together deal. It was a whole shop. I bought it in 1988, lock, stock, and barrel. It took 2 weeks to move all the equipment and everything over here to the farm, and then we readjusted the area to fit it. And then this last year, we added a bottle museum. Finally, the things that started my whole career in local history, I finally put them on display again. And that I have a major collection of Racine bottles and brewery bottles, drugstore bottles, milk bottles, soda bottles, everything you could think of, Dr. Shoup's medicines. And I put about 70% of the collection on display. And, yeah, through the years, it's been wonderful. I started this in 1988. You know, we're looking back. That's quite a few years. You know, I first got involved with the Historical Society, and then I was on the Board of Trustees and the Vice President, but then I outgrew it, you know. And I had all of these things, and then when I moved out to the farm, I had a place to put them. And I continue to buy these things, you know, almost every day. I buy something off eBay. It might just be a matchbook or something from Racine. But I, you know, I don't know if it's a habit or a bad vice or whatever, but a couple dollars here and there, it doesn't kill me, you know.
Well, let me ask you, what's the earliest dated piece of artifact or item you have there? How far back do you, can you date some of these items?
Well, I got a prehistoric, a few prehistoric things, you know, related to Indians, but I've got books from the 1600s.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the 1600s, 1700s, and we have a very good library here and archives. And I started putting this together 50 years ago. I've got 2,500 postcards, 1,000 matchbook covers related to Racine and Racine County, you know. We have a manuscript filed with, like, old case company catalogs and Harvey Spring catalogs, things like that, old letters, documents. We have letterhead and bill head files of all these different companies all through the years, going back to the 1840s. The earliest one in there, I think, is 1841 and or 43. Well, anyways, but yeah, and it's been getting cataloged. It's amazing. I'm getting a catalog, and then our photo collections. I bought out Home Studio, which was a studio that operated on High Street, and there's thousands of photographs, mostly portraits. I had initially bought the negatives because they were from the early 1900s, and he was just playing around with his camera, and he took pictures of, like, Douglas and High Street and churches and schools and fire stations, things like that. But then the lady, his daughter, she says, what about all these other ones? So here I bought thousands of negatives from 1916 to 1964.
Hold it right there, Jerry. Hold it right there. I got to take a quick break. We're talking to Jerry, okay. Jerry Kowalski of Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove. More coming up. We're talking about the history of Racine. 719 WRJN Radio.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. My guest, Jerry Karwowski of Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove. He's got the history of Racine and the county right at his farm. We're going to talk about how you can go to see it for yourself coming up in just a moment. Plus, we'll talk about American pickers who are out there. But Jerry, you left off about getting some pictures and negatives from the early 1900s.
Yeah. That was the home studio collection. Well, you know, when I bought that, then I started calling up old photographers, Gus Malmy and these different photographers, asking if they had any of them early glass plate negatives and things. And then a really cool situation happened. I went to an antique bottle show up in Milwaukee, and a local Racine dealer said, "Hey, I've got all these glass plate negatives. You should buy them." And at the time, I thought, oh, what would I knew nothing about photography, and what would I do with them, you know? And then each time I went up there, he bugged me that I should buy them. And then one day I came to work, and I was talking to one of the guys at the lunch table, and he says, "Well, you ought to buy them, you know? I'll show you how to print them out, you know? That's all you need is a light chemicals in a dark room." Oh, okay. So then I bought them. I bought 250 glass plates. And this is from Wilford Marshall. And Wilford Marshall was an amateur photographer that started taking pictures in Racine about 1899. And he ended up living to be 99 and 10 months old. And he took pictures his entire life here in Racine. But these were early glass plates that he took all around the city of bridges, buildings, hotels, everything you could think of, a lot of groups, family gatherings, and 50th anniversary pictures and things like that. And these are all from like 1900, 1906, 1910, in that time period. Then the next time I went up to the show, he says, "Oh, you should buy the rest of them." I ended up buying the rest of them in 1,000 glass plates. Now, that was back in 1982, okay? So it took me 41 years, and I finally printed a book with 420 of them glass plates, and it's a beautiful book, Through the Eyes of Wilford Marshall, you know? And it's just like a documentation of the city. What it's about him, and it has all these beautiful views, 20 mule team borax teams coming through town.
Really?
Ships in the harbor.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a great book. And can I tell you where you can buy it?
Sure, absolutely.
in Racine, at the only place you can buy it in Racine is at the Artist Gallery at 4th and Main, and it's also on eBay. Under, it'd be under Through the Eyes of Wilford Marshall, and you hit Racine, and Racine book, it probably comes up. You know, I'm not, you know, I love history, And I play with that all the time, but I'm not a good marketer or anything like that.
Let me tell you something. My wife just texted me. She says, I want that book. Okay, so one more time. The name of the book is, because I'm going to write it down here. Name of the book is?
Through the Eyes of Wilfred Marshall.
Through the Eyes of Wilfred Marshall. And it's available at 4th and Main. What was the name of the bookstore again?
Artist Gallery.
I'm writing this all down. I know what somebody's getting for their birthday. Okay, so she said she wanted that book. And that's got to be magnificent to look through. 400 of the plates you had made for that book?
Yeah. 400. And I mean, they're crystal clear. The pictures in it are mostly about 5 by 7 inches. It's a big coffee table book. They're crystal clear. And it covers a lot of beautiful things that happened right there, right after the turn of the century, you know, and that. But anyways, you know, I'll tell you, this career here, I found some old bottles. Then I'm talking to all my friends about old bottles, right? And somebody says, you should write a book. So, okay, 1976, I start writing a little book on Racine bottles, you know, and that. And they put a thing in a newspaper that I was looking for pictures and things for the book. And so then teachers start calling me up. Could you come and talk about bottles at our class? Okay. So I go to these classes at frat school and take a couple old bottles and talk to the kids about bottles. And then the teacher says, you know, you ought to do a regular program on this, you know? This is really cool, you know? So then I turn around and I get a slide projector. Some friends helped me make slides. I didn't have a camera. You know, a friend took pictures of my bottles and that. And then I decided to expand it because I was doing all this research on the book, and I was finding all these great historical things, you know, that I had never known about the city and everything. And so I put a slideshow together about the history of Racine. This is in 1979, and it was Racine in history. And from 1979 well into the 90s and even almost 2000, I was still doing slide presentations of you know, the history of Racine. And the neat thing about it was, starting in 79, in 1983 and 84, my calendar, almost every night of the week, I had to go and do a church group, real estate people group, you know, all these different groups, because it was the sesquicentennial year, the 150th anniversary of Racine. And the timing was perfect. Here I had this show, and everybody was thinking history. And I do slideshows all over the city, somewhat like what's going on now with Jim Mercier and Carol.
Yeah.
You know,
and they'll be in here next week.
Yeah, and the thing is that, see, I only had a slide projector and a screen. Now we have all these different things. You know, you got PowerPoint, you got all the different things, which makes it so much easier. You know, and that, and so I hit it at the right time. You know, because it was just everybody was thinking history at that time. You know, one of the other things I was thinking of is, how did I actually get started in thinking of history? And that happened in the fourth grade at Garfield School. A gentleman, an old teacher called Pop Sanders, substituted in our class, and the whole day was spent on local history. And it was fascinating. This old man was up there telling us things that we never dreamed of. And the other thing was, in 1956, the Journal Times...
Jerry, hold on there. 1956 is what we're going to pick up on in just a few moments. Hold on. 729 at WRJN Radio, a Civic Media station. Hometown Radio, refreshed. More with Jerry from Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove coming up in just a moment. Stay where you are.
You're
listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Snow, rain, and wind are sweeping the country. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
We have severe weather that's down across the south with tornadoes occurring and severe thunderstorms across the deep south from east of New Orleans moving over towards the Florida Panhandle.
There are blizzard conditions in the central U.S. and heavy rain expected today in the northeast. Investigators now believe the door that blew off an Alaska Airlines flight may not have been bolted on or bolted on properly. It landed on Bob Sauer's property near Portland, Oregon.
I was pretty surprised and also amazed that that could be happening in my yard.
Donald Trump's expected at court in Washington today to hear arguments on whether he's immune from prosecution for alleged election tampering. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The former president is more than happy, should the appeals court rule that he is not immune from prosecution, to take the case before the Supreme Court and buy even more time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon Sunday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. Legislative Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit diversity efforts in Wisconsin. If passed by two consecutive terms of the legislature and approved by voters, local governments and state agencies would be banned from either discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to anyone on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Last year, Republicans successfully got the universities of Wisconsin to reclassify dozens of DEI positions. Instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, GOP lawmakers want all hiring decisions to be based on merit, fairness, and equality. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect here through today and into tonight. It's going to have some heavy snow. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation plus wind gusts to 25 to 30 today, up to 35 tonight. That will create blowing snow that reduces visibility. Everything will gradually improve late tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. We have everything to help you breathe easier. DuPont Plus allergen air filters can reduce harmful airborne allergens by up to 80% with antimicrobial protection built in. DuPont air filters last up to 3 months with optimal filter life and performance. 1-inch plus allergen filters are only $5.95 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street.
Good morning, 7:35. I'm Don Rosen, WRJN Radio. We're very lucky to have our special guest, Jerry Karwowski, here from Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove. He's got the history of Racine located right at his farm. And we left off at, what, 1956? I forgot what year it was we left off at.
Yeah, 1956.
Okay, go ahead. You were saying something.
Well, in 1956, the Journal Times was celebrating their 100th anniversary. And they had special editions every week in their Sunday bulletin, just loaded with local history all the way back and continuing on. And one of the things is they published it in book form. It was so popular that they took them newspaper issues and published them in a book form. And I had gotten one from the Uptown Public Library. That's history now, too, the public library in Uptown. And she says, well, I'm not supposed to let it out, but for you, I'm going to let it out. So she made it a special thing that I could take the book out. And it was just fascinating. I was more and more local history was just pouring out of it. It was just wonderful. You know, getting back to you doing these programs now, Back years ago, I would come in and do programs with Bob Cook. This is ancient history.
I remember
Bouton.
Yeah, Frenchie, Bob. I remember. I worked here with both guys. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I was doing this is 40 years ago. I was doing occasional programs on local history back then, 40 years ago. You know, so I've been in this a long time.
Now, here's this question may sound kind of odd and off-putting, but what happens someday when you're not around to all this stuff you gathered and curated? What happens to it all?
Okay, because it's a private collection owned by me and my, but owned by me.
Right.
You know, we have a family trust that everything goes to my children, and I have three daughters, and two of them are extremely interested in the artifacts and the different things. And we're not talking about a few artifacts here, Don. I have probably 100,000 items here. Now that isn't all hard, you know, artifacts, but postcards. When you add up the postcards, the photographs, all the other different things, the books and documents and everything, there's probably 100,000 pieces here.
And your children will take care of it, right?
They're going to be stuck with it, and. Yeah. You know, I've got boxes where this is not to be sold. I put tags in it. This is not to be sold because primarily them were gifts to me. I haven't been gifted a lot of things, but people have gifted me things. And with those types of things, especially when they're like a family collection of photographs and things, I put a note in that box that this is, you know, not to be sold. And that would be passed on to maybe Parkside or the public library or something like that, you know.
Well, on a much smaller scale, I have my dad's – my dad was a tail gunner for 4 years during World War II. He was a Navy tail gunner. And I have his dress uniform. I have all his medals. I have his commendations from the Navy from World War II. I've got all that stuff. And what's going to happen when I'm not around anymore? Well, my nephew said to me, I want it. And so he's going to take it and hopefully leave it to someone else because I don't want them thrown in the garbage. My father's Navy dress uniform from World War II and all his medals and commendations, I don't want them thrown out. Also, I have the flag that they folded into a triangle. He had died with, he was buried with Navy honors. Something's got to be happening to this stuff. Like you got to put it in the trust and leave it for somebody because you don't want this stuff being thrown in the garbage. It's history, and it's got to be saved.
You know, I work for the Village of Yorkville Recycling and Collection Center, where they can bring their garbage and things, and you would be amazed at what people throw away. But me being there, and they know my interest in local history and preserving things, most of the people just hand it up to me. You have any use for this, Jerry? Or I hope this is something that you would want, you know? And it happens all the time. And then it's really nice. And, you know, I've got family histories. I've got boxes with their birth certificates, their pictures, their graduation certificates and that. And they had no children. No children at all.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm the keeper of the flame for them.
You know, I found a whole bunch of yearbooks, high school yearbooks, in a trash can once. I forget where I was, where I found it. I didn't go dumpster diving, but I found it. And I called the high school in Illinois, and they said, we would love to have that, because we don't have that year. It was from the mid or early 1900s. We don't have that year. So I sent it to them, and they were very grateful, sent me a very nice letter back, saying it's a nice addition to their library. Somebody tossed it. I guess somebody passed away, and they tossed it. And along with all the tax returns from this person, but the yearbooks were valuable to somebody, and it would just happen to be in the garbage pail. And I forget where I found it. Hey, Jerry, you need to talk about American Pickers. I got to get that into the TV show. American Pickers came to your farm to do a pick. Tell us about that whole process.
I got to tell you, ever since they started, I got a phone call, and I talked to a producer. And almost every time, that's real interesting. We may call you back. And then they never called back. And this went on for years. And my daughter said to me, she said, the next time you're in the area, don't you answer the phone. You let me deal with this. Because you talk them right out of it. Yeah. So I turned around, I won't answer the phone. And then I did get a couple phone calls, you know, and I didn't answer the phone. But what she did is she had some of her friends call them and say, hey, you know about that guy Jerry out there in Union Grove? You know? Oh, yeah, we heard something about it. And then she called in and said, you know, you ever see Jerry out there in Union Grove? He's got a real nice collection of stuff. And they said, oh, yeah, we heard about it. Well, I can answer your questions. I'm his daughter, you know. And so she worked four months with producers and that. And then finally, they told me that they wanted to Skype with me, you know. And I told her, no, I don't even want to deal with them people. I don't want nothing to do with it. I've had enough, you know. She says, Dad, they want to really talk to you. I don't want nothing to do with it. And then she stormed out of here because I wasn't going along with what she wanted. My other daughter called up, and Dad, they really want to talk to you. Can't you just take a few minutes and talk to them? Yeah, okay. You know, so we get on Skype, and it's same thing, talking to a producer, and she said the same thing, that it sounds very interesting. We'll take a look and give you a call, you know. And then they were putting the webcam away, and the phone rang. American Pickers. And the producer's, you know, telling me, will you be home tomorrow? This was on a Thursday, and they came on a Friday. Will you be home tomorrow at 10 o'clock? I says, I can be. And how many people would be there? If there's a crowd of people there, we're going to turn around and drive back out, you know, and that.
don't clean anything, don't move anything out that you'd think they'd want to see. They like to just go around with their flashlights and look at things. So, you know, then I, you know, go to bed next morning. I'm sitting here just like this morning looking at the clock, 7 o'clock, you know. I'm looking down the driveway, and all of a sudden trucks start coming in. And that, and I said, oh, my God, it wasn't a dream, you know. So the producers came around and looked around and that, and opened this door, opened that door, and that type of thing. And that, I wasn't directed to say anything except when they came up to the blacksmith shop, I was supposed to come out and say hi. And honest to God, I screwed that up. They had a dub.
You had one word and you screwed that up.
Yeah, well, really, because they said, did Danielle talk to you? And in that few seconds, I'm thinking, I didn't talk to Danielle, you know? And I was blank, and then, so they had to dub that in, you know. It was kind of neat.
One word, I didn't remember anything.
Nothing was staged at all. Not a thing.
So how long did it take him to pick and film and do all that kind of stuff?
9 hours. Now, they were here for 9 hours.
Now, I remember when I went through your farm, I remember you saying, or somebody told me that, they buy stuff for themselves, and they buy stuff for the show. It's done separately, right?
Absolutely.
So how's that work?
Okay. They separated. Everything was, they knew exactly what they were going to put on the show when they left here, because they were watching it on monitors and everything, the whole thing, and deciding what parts are better than the other parts and this and that. But there were, you know, Frank bought a number of toys that weren't on the program. Mike bought a number of things, too, also, that weren't on the program for themselves. Now, these guys got it made. They got a company that pays them to go around and do this, and then they got first pick, and they can make these side deals and buy stuff for themselves. I mean, it's a win-win situation. You know, when American Pickers first came out, I'm at the dump there, the collection site, and the guys were joking like the Dickens about, you got it better than they do. The stuff just comes to you. You don't even have to go out and look for it.
Now, what kind of truck do they have to haul this stuff away?
The American Pickers truck you see on the program.
They got it all fit in there, huh?
Well, they didn't buy anything real big,
okay.
You know. If they bought a boat or something like that, then they have a box truck or a semi come for it. But all the things they bought for me, they could get on that truck.
Now,
they bought some bicycles. I only have one regret. Actually two. But the major regret was I sold them something that I shouldn't have sold, because it was a really good Racine artifact, and it was a salesman sample for teleoptic lights in Racine.
Oh.
And I threw out a big number, and he kind of laughed about it, but he ended up paying $575 for
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
And, yeah, but you know what? If I went to an antique shop up in Oshkosh and that was there, I'd pay $1,000 for it. You know,
yeah.
I made a big mistake. But, you know, all the excitement. I mean, you know, I'm going to be on a TV show and all of that. You get all excited.
Did they have a food truck there?
No.
Oh, okay.
They turned around and they said, where can we order good food? They no longer went to restaurants because they couldn't eat their meal.
Yeah, people come up to them, yeah.
Yeah, and initially when they first started, they go to a restaurant with people on a break or whatever. Here, we ordered from Route 20.
Oh, yeah, and, right there on Highway 20, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they told Route 20 to keep it all secret, don't say nothing.
Hold on a second, Jerry. Jerry Kowalski from Oak Clearing Farm is with us. And I'm going to ask him when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about American Pickers, but I'm going to ask him when you can go visit the farm. It's open only, I think, twice a year. We'll talk to Jerry about that. From Oak Clearing Farm, plus, in case you missed the title of that book that he's got that my wife wants to get, we're going to repeat that for you, too. It's 7:49 at WRJN Radio, or Hometown Radio. Refreshed, a civic media station.
in sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads.
We're talking to Jerry Kowalski from Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove, and let's finish up with American Pickers here real quickly. Now, when you saw the show, they were there for 9 hours, and how long was your segment on the show on TV?
30 minutes. With advertisements.
Did they get you saying the word hi?
They dubbed that in.
One word.
Yeah, I messed it up, that's for sure.
That was great.
It was a fun time, I want to tell you. You know, Mike Wolf, he, you know, in the breaks, he come in my living room, kick back in the recliner, and it was just like I knew him for 100 years, like I knew him all my life. He's so personable. Frank, you know, he was fine, but he would, instead of kicking back and talking, he'd wander off. He was always looking at things, you know, he went in the blacksmith shop and he'd be looking around in there rather than being real social. But Mike, my God, he was a social butterfly. He just, unbelievable. We laugh and carry on. And it was a real good time, you know.
Did those guys have a falling out? I think so.
I believe so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of stories about what might have happened or, you know, illnesses and things like that.
Yeah. All right.
You don't know. They don't give you the whole story.
Yeah, but you're not there to get the whole story. You're there to help them out. Hey, I got to ask you, we took a tour. We take a lot of cemetery tours, my wife and I, because there's so much history in a cemetery. A lot of people don't think, they just think of dead bodies in there, but there's history there. And we went just recently, a couple of months ago, we went to the Yorkville Cemetery, and you were there helping give the tour. Yeah,
I was Samuel Skewis, a prominent farmer out here in the Yorkville area. I was all decked out in my tuxedo and top hat. You know, I had to be the acting or the president of the Old Settler Society for the 150th anniversary of Union Grove. So I needed an outfit. So I went and bought an old tuxedo and a top hat and that. And that's what I wore at the cemetery walk. And occasionally I'll put that on and people look at me like, who's this crazy guy? But it's real historical looking.
And let me tell you something. We walk through cemeteries all across the country, and my wife does a little research before we go there to these cemeteries. There's a cemetery just outside Metropolis, Illinois, at the bottom of the state. It's an old dilapidated cemetery. And in that cemetery is the gravesite of Robert Stroud. You know who Robert Stroud is?
No.
No, a lot of people don't know him by that name. He was the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Okay.
Robert Stroud, he's buried there next to his mother in this old dilapidated cemetery. Unless you looked it up and knew it, you wouldn't know it. Then there's a cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a guy named Charles Starkweather is buried there. There were three movies made about him. One was called Natural Born Killers. One was called California with Brad Pitt. And the other one was called Badlands with Sissy Spacek and Martin Sheen. He was a killer, serial killer. Him and his teenage girlfriend just went around killing people around Kansas and Nebraska, I should say, Nebraska. And he's buried there in that cemetery. And right across from him are three of his victims facing him. I'm not going to go through all of them, but if you go to Mount Carmel Cemetery in Illinois, that's where Al Capone and a lot of the mobsters are buried. There's a story there I'll tell sometime about this woman who passed away in 1900. It's an amazing story. But there's so much to be found in cemeteries, and with that Yorkville Cemetery was a wonderful tour. And you got to go to the house across the street, which was part of the
Royal
tour.
House.
Yeah.
Beautiful restoration.
Now, do you do that every year, or is it just
No, that was a well, they did a Yorkville or Union Grove Cemetery, where you're going to be. They did one a few years
ago. Yeah, I went to that. I went to that one, yeah.
Yeah, and then they did this one. We have other cemeteries in the area that they could do, like Sylvania Cemetery out there on the frontage road and things like that in the future, because that's in Yorkville also. In Yorkville, we have the History Seekers, Union Grove in Yorkville. We have the History Seekers, and they're trying to interact with people and doing programs and things for the community related to local history. And a lot of the members are volunteers here at Oak Clearings. I am so fortunate over the years. I've had a wonderful group of volunteers, and I mean these people go out of their way and they do a great job. You know, when you got people that work together as a team and to get things done, you can really accomplish nice things. It isn't just me. You know, I did the painting and the building and moving and decorating, but they bring it to life.
You know,
they wear these outfits and that, and they bring it to life, and that is so cool.
You know, I got a notice here from Ron Helmick. He said Frank Lamping died from Crohn's disease, I guess. That's what he got sick from.
Frank Fritz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank Fritz.
From American Pickers.
Oh, that's who he's talking about. Okay, Frank
that's
Fritz.
That's who he's talking about.
Got Crohn's disease. Oh, I'm sorry. I got it mixed up there. Just
Packer
Frank.
Frank with cancer.
Yeah, okay, that's... Yeah, I'm sorry, I misunderstood the reading.
Yeah.
That's why I hate text messaging, because you can get things misconstrued. Also, my wife said the reason we took those plots in Union Grove was because of that History Seekers event we went to. And that's right, because her dad is buried there, her mom and dad are buried there. But we went to the History Seekers event at Union Grove Memorial Cemetery, and that's the day we decided to... kind of move in.
say
it that way. You know, we have four plots. My brother and his wife are going to be buried there as well. And I one day wanted to, it's a real estate deal when you buy a cemetery plot. That's basically what it is. And I wanted to have a picnic on there. Just put a sign, future home of Don Rosen, you know, right on the plot. Hey, Jerry, give us the name of the book one more time.
Through the Eyes of Wilfred Marshall.
And it's available at the Artist Gallery, Fourth and Main, downtown Racine.
Yeah, and my other book, Racine, the Postcards book, that's at Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
That one, I want to tell you something. In 2000, I went to Kenosha, the museum, historical museum in Kenosha. Kenosha's fabulous.
You're going to have to save that for next time. We're out of time. Jerry Karwowski, save it for next time, because I'll have you back, Jerry. No problem. Oak Clearings Farm in Union Grove. And what are the two times people can come there real quick? Spring and fall?
Father's Day. Father's Day is going to be the spring one.
Okay, good. Looking forward to that, Jerry. I'll have you back just before that to remind people, okay? I'm Don Rosen. Jerry, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refresh.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISH Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CBS.